Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. The Big Four at Four.
Big Four at Four.
Four at Four.
Four big blockbuster stories that you need to hear.
Big Story One.
Well, Arizona State Republican Chairman Jonathan Lines has come out.
Is his middle name blurred?
Get it? And he has raised the level of accusations against Maricopa County Recorder Adrian Fontes, saying, hey, that guy who's counting the votes in Maricopa County, he's a Democrat. He can't be trusted to administer elections in Arizona. Adrian Fontes, what do you think of this Jonathan Lines?
Mr. Lines and his hyperbole are bad for our democracy. I hope that folks all over the political spectrum will understand, whether you're a Tea Party patriot or whether you've got a pink knit cap on your head, we are all Americans first. Our votes are all going to get counted under my administration.
So if you're just joining us, welcome to the Big Four at Four, because goodness gracious, we have Arizona Republicans going to war with Maricopa County over the Sinema McSally race. We've got State Republican Chairman Jonathan Lines saying Adrian Fontes, Maricopa County Recorder, he premeditated destruction of evidence after voting irregularities. No proof.
Wait a minute. What does that mean? Oh, what it means was they asked him to keep certain ballots in case there was a problem, some kind of concern, there was a lawsuit. And Mr. Fontes said, I can't do that. I have to count every ballot. I have to count every vote. I can't say, okay, these ballots I'm going to keep over here and not count them in case of some kind of lawsuit. He can't do that. He's got to count every vote as they either come in or as they get to them in this election process. So I totally get what he's doing. He's doing what is supposed to be done, getting the votes counted.
I don't know why this is all of a sudden a big issue that everybody needs to be suing over. And, oh, by the way, the Republican Party just agreed that this was the process that everybody should be going under. So where in the world is the controversy?
That's a great point, too. I still don't understand the basis of this lawsuit is going after Maricopa and Pima counties, not the 13 other counties that do it.
Probably don't count all the votes.
Or do it very differently or kind of sort of in the same way. We know Maricopa County. We know that Adrian Fontes, don't put anything next to his name. It's just Adrian Fontes. He's the guy.
But he is a Democrat.
Correct. Right. But he's also doing his job.
Does that mean
and
he's
that's
a
why I've never understood why the lawsuit ever came about Maricopa and Pima.
So just because Adrian Fontes is a Democrat means he can't administer elections in Arizona?
That's what it sounds
okay,
like.
Okay, so what happened?
Hey, you can't do that job. You're Protestant. It's just ridiculous.
So what happened from 1988 to 2017 when Republican Helen Purcell served as the county recorder for Maricopa County? Did the Democrats say she can't be trusted?
I don't remember
because
that.
Because she's a Republican?
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
Go back to 2016 with all the long lines and all the problems voting. I never heard a Republican say she can't be trusted.
Here's the bottom line.
I just heard that you shouldn't have to wait 7 hours to vote.
Right, and that's true. Republicans are scared they're going to lose a Senate seat. That's it. So what they're doing is they're suing, is they're throwing people under the bus. They're petrified they're going to lose. Here's what I would tell the Republican Party. Why don't you put your big boy pants on, okay, and actually see what the vote says. How about that?
And then sue. Start a lawsuit.
Well, no, don't start a lawsuit unless there's something that if there is a voter irregular, if there's something irregular about the voting. I haven't seen any destruction of evidence. They have no case against Maricopa County Recorder Adrian Fontes.
Right.
He premeditated the destruction of evidence.
But here's why I say wait until the election is decided and then do it because...
Well, the election's not going their way, so now they're going to sue.
Right, but this is why I say wait until everything is done, because if you don't, we're talking about this, people hear it, they half hear it, they hear what they want to hear. Does your vote count the next time? Well, remember back in 2018 when blah, 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 blah happened? Yeah. I can't really remember, but... Man, I don't know whether my vote counts.
Maybe I won't vote.
That creates a systemic... disenfranchisement of Arizona voters, and now Trump is getting into it by saying we need to have another election.
President Trump on Twitter, just out in Arizona, signatures don't match, electoral corruption, Call for a new election? We must protect our democracy.
Stop.
If there's a problem, I'm all for investigating it. But just because Kyrsten Sinema's winning by 9,000 votes doesn't mean that there's fraud.
Oh, gosh.
Doesn't mean that there's corruption. You know what it means? It means Arizona's purple. That's what it means. And by the way, this election is far from over. At 5 o'clock, we're going to have another vote dump. McSally could take the lead today.
By the way, who was voted governor?
Doug Ducey.
What political party is he affiliated
Republican.
With? Republican. Yeah.
Fontes is a Democrat and counted the votes just fine
they
for Doug Ducey.
They didn't complain about the gubernatorial race. No. Oh, that's right. Because you won.
What
yeah.
a bunch of whiners.
I know, man. Well, that's politics, though.
Yeah.
That is politics. I mean, what we're seeing in Florida now, what we're seeing in Georgia, if your person doesn't win, throw as much legalese and you know, lob those bombs of confusion. And so something has to get out. We saw this with the 2000 election, too. Lawsuit after lawsuit after lawsuit.
Well,
finally, it wound up in the Supreme Court.
There was a reason that for that, because, you know, hanging chads. You know what? So
great band name, by the way.
2000 was known as like the hanging chads election.
Yes.
Okay. This Arizona election is going to be called the cure ballots election.
Right.
Because everybody's talking about cure ballots and you're in your car saying, I don't know what the heck that is. Cure. I have actually written it down so I could read it verbatim so I understand it and everybody else can. Cure ballots means to fix the ballot if the voter signature doesn't match the signature on the envelope. And basically what happens is they will contact the voter.
Which is what they're supposed to do.
Maricopa and Pima counties allow the curing of ballots up to 5 days after the election. Now, that kind of drives me crazy because, well, I want this stuff done on election night. You know, a lot of places around America, they get it done. We wait 9 days.
Right.
And it drives me nuts. But the one thing I will say about Adrian Fontes, and I've been killing the guy on the air for the last 3 days, because, you know, 9 days, that's ridiculous. Do you make it too easy for people to vote? How about stop letting people, you know, take their green envelopes and drop them off? It's backlog. The one thing about Fontes is he actually wants every vote counted.
And he's doing that now.
Unlike all the other counties in Arizona who don't care.
Or
throw them away.
Or interpret the law very differently. The only cure I know about is cured ham or bacon.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Bacon. Yeah.
Do you like cured ham or cured bacon first?
Yes.
Better.
Yes to both.
Come on. You got to like one better.
Becky Lynn, you ever cure a ham?
My grandfather did, yeah.
Yeah.
What does it mean when bacon is cured?
It means it's aged and it's basically allowed to... I
usually
think dried, right?
You dry it. You put something on it like salt or sugar
right.
And it gives it a flavor, and it preserves it. So
and it preserves
keep
it
a
so
long
you,
time.
Exactly.
Yeah, you get it. It's all covered in mold.
That's
you
right.
You have to scrape it off.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then it's nasty.
Then you fry it up.
Hold
and
on.
It's delicious.
Hold on. You know how when you talk about food, you get like a hunger pain? I got one coming on. Hold on. Hey, did you hear that? That was my stomach. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Oh,
did you hear that,
I
Mac?
Heard that. Yeah. Oh, I did.
Did you guys hear that?
It sounds like GERD.
That was
sounds
cool.
Like you have a lazy flapper there. You have a hiatal hernia.
I don't know. I don't want to talk about flappers.
Yeah.
I don't know
I'm sure.
All right, you're listening to the Big Four at four. We got four big blockbuster stories. Big story one, obviously, about Arizona Republicans going crazy, and not voters. You voters are fine.
Right.
Anyway, we got big story two, three, and four to go.
All right, Becky Lynn is on air. No one is buying that.
The Big Four at four. Big story two.
All right, the GOP went to court today.
Yes. Again.
Arizona GOP.
Yeah.
They challenged the way that 15 counties in Arizona handle mail-in ballots.
Yeah.
Okay? So they said it's not all done the same way. And actually, they're right. But when they went to court today, they came to an agreement with Democrats. And Monica Lindstrom will tell us the terms of the agreement. See if you can understand it.
The terms are that every county recorder will continue to count all the early ballots in the same way that they were counting them before the election and using the same methods to verify or cure the early ballots that they were using before.
You have a headache yet?
Yeah.
So let me just.
So they're doing what they were doing.
So let me just get this straight. The Arizona Republicans say that Adrian Fontes, Maricopa County Recorder, cannot be trusted to count votes because he's a Democrat. So I don't know what they want. They want him booted? I'm not sure. They say he's destroyed evidence. They got no proof of that. They had a lawsuit that went before a judge today challenging the way counties in Arizona handle mail-in ballots pending signature verifications.
Okay, I get that.
So the outcome is this from that lawsuit. Nothing changes.
Do the job you're already doing.
Just keep going.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because if the Republicans had their way, we'd stop counting ballots. And you know when we'd find out who won Sinema versus McSally?
In the year 2525?
Maybe.
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 Mm-hmm.
I told you. I've been saying it all week. Arizona elections are a disaster. If it's not one thing, it's another. If it's waiting in line 7 hours, and you have lunch and dinner in line while you're trying to vote. If it's in August, we got 60 polling places that they don't open right. Nothing works. They don't train their people right. It's a mess.
So is the lawsuit over?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
I think the Democrats and Republicans came to
an agreement to do exactly what you're doing and not to change anything.
Right.
Let the lawmakers do that.
yeah. Right. Let the legislature actually work and figure out how to make Arizona elections better. Good Lord.
Well, they have to. I mean, there is a real problem here. We're not trying to make light of a real problem. There is a real problem, and what you don't want is people to drop off their vote saying, I wonder if it really matters.
You're listening to the Big Four at Four.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story 3.
Why? That's the big lingering question today. Why did Ian Long walk into this bar packed with college students and open fire with a .45 caliber Glock handgun? The FBI and the Ventura County Sheriff's Department are looking at a number of leads, but they still don't know why he did it.
After every mass shooting, you want to know why the person did it. The biggest mass shooting in American history in Las Vegas at that country music concert, there is no reason that guy did it. No reason. So now you've got a country bar that people were massacred. Why did the shooter do it? We still don't know a couple days after.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things on social media, though, that either kind of hints at or he was obviously disturbed. He was obviously angry.
Isn't that obvious to, I mean, you know, that.
Well, the Las Vegas shooter, what did he have to be angry about? He was retired. He played poker all day at the slot machines. He wasn't losing as much money as people thought.
Could have been a miserable human being. Who knows?
Well, that's just it. He gave no outward signs that he was angry or miserable or whatever. But we still don't know. One guy in Thousand Oaks, though, said, I knew this guy. I hung out with him. My friend killed my other friends. And I have to live with that.
All right, you're listening to the Big Four at Four. We start the 4 o'clock hour, the first 20 minutes bringing you four big blockbuster stories.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story Four.
And they're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN. All right. And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
All right, obviously the infamous exchange between CNN reporter / I Want to Be a Star, Jim Acosta, and the president, who was also, by the way, being a jerk there, just like Acosta. Let's be fair. You know, it's weird. You and I are actually on the same page that Acosta getting banned from the White House was probably the right thing to do. Because
I don't mind it.
He wouldn't give the microphone up, and he was rude, and he's really not interested in asking questions. But now, this is not good.
No.
Trump says more reporters may lose their White House credential. That I am not for whatsoever, because I see Acosta as really the only rude reporter that's there.
He has made mention, and I don't know why he's doing this.
Who, Trump?
He has made mention now of insulting or attacking reporters, three of whom are black women. No good comes of that. Acosta, I get. He was a jerk. He talked for 4 minutes trying to answer or ask question after question, you know, pulling the mic back from an intern's hand. You don't have to go after every reporter who asks you a question, especially ones who are minorities, because that makes you look like a bigger jerk.
Well, I mean, shouldn't he treat everybody the same? And if he thinks a white person asked a bad question
Correct.
Or a black person asked a
Well, asking
thing?
A bad question is not a bad thing. When you grandstand like Acosta did,
right.
and you're just a total bag.
He's grandstanding.
Exactly.
There's no doubt about it.
Exactly. But then don't attack others and say, well, you know what? I might pull other reporters' credentials as well. No good can come of that.
This was his conversation with an African-American female reporter.
Do you want to rein in Robert Mueller?
What a stupid question that is. What a stupid question. But I watch you a lot. You ask a lot of stupid questions.
No. It, just say that's a stupid question. Don't go after her.
You're listening to the Big Four at Four.
Oh, good.
The Big Four at Four with Mac and Gatos. Get the Big Four at Four delivered to your phone. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Music or the Apple Podcast app.
All right, Trump's got a new way to stop the caravan from reaching the Arizona-Mexico border. Is it a good idea? We'll tell you next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Yesterday, an Arizona court decided one piece of a lawsuit that the Arizona GOP has brought against 15 counties here in Arizona about voting irregularities, what should be done, what could be done. Well, once again, there was another hearing today. Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos legal expert, joins us as she's just getting out of that hearing. What happened today, Monica?
Well, today was supposed to be a hearing on a temporary restraining order and a preliminary injunction. But right when the hearing started, the plaintiff's representative stood up and he said that the parties had reached a settlement. And they proceeded to go through all the, you know, housekeeping details. And then essentially they read the terms of a settlement into the record, which means they didn't have time to write it down on paper and have everybody sign it. They decided to just tell the judge what it is. And essentially the terms are that every county recorder will continue to count all the early ballots in the same way that they were counting them before the election and using the same methods to verify or cure the early ballots that they were using before. So in other words, everybody just keep doing what you were doing before.
For just keep doing. But Monica, we've heard two reports that some counties destroy or maybe don't count ballots. Is that going to be looked into, or how do you address that? You can't just say do what you keep doing if somebody says my ballot's been counted.
Well, I think that's why the whole lawsuit started, is there was concern about the inconsistency between the counties as to how they were counting the ballots, how they were actually verifying, not that they were counting, but verifying the signatures on those ballots, and whether any of them were being thrown away after 7 o'clock p.m. Election night. So there was a discussion between the four Republican Party plaintiffs and each one of the counties, and it was determined that they're going to go ahead and count all the early ballots that they received and continue to verify them, whether it's calling the people to verify or reaching out to them on social media, reaching out to them via email, or perhaps even personally visiting them. And they have until 5 p.m. on November 14th to do that.
Okay. Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos, legal expert, is joining us. What a mess this
is. I'm even more confused now than ever.
Here's the thing, well, I know. Apparently, the lawsuit was all about there are 13 counties in Arizona that handle these mail-in ballots one way, and then you've got two other Maricopa County and Pima counties. Well, they allow the curing of ballots, which, by the way, is basically fixing them. If the ballot, if the voter's signature doesn't match, they can check that out. So what you're telling me is that Maricopa County, Pima County, and the other 13 counties are all going to do what they've always done.
Yep.
So it's like this lawsuit never took place.
What's the end game?
But it
of
changed
this?
Nothing, right?
Well, I think what it did do was make clear to all the county recorders that every single early ballot that you received, you can't trash, you can't get rid of. You have to count them. No matter what, you have to count them. And the verification process, what happens is when they get an early ballot that's in an envelope, they first check the signature with the voter registration. If the signature is matched, then it's all good. If there's any kind of question, then they have to try to verify or cure that ballot. And that's where the inconsistencies come in. So you could look at it as in, well, it didn't really change anything. But what it may have done was stop counties from not counting all the ballots that they received. And it also is giving everybody additional time until 5 p.m. on November 14th, which is next Wednesday, to get all of this done. And whatever they can't get done by then, allegedly that's not supposed to be counted, but that should give them enough time. Now, it was interesting because it doesn't change the overall inconsistency or the vagueness of Arizona law and how each one of the counties are supposed to act. There's not a uniform way for them to act when curing and verifying these signatures. And the plaintiff said, well, look, all the issues for this lawsuit have been resolved because this lawsuit was only about this election. If anybody else wants to raise a fuss about elections going forward, then they have to do it on their own. And what was hilarious, guys, is one of the plaintiffs stood up and they said, well, this case is clearly in view of all the legislators out there. They know that this is important, so surely they're going to get together and fix Arizona law.
Seriously?
Yes.
They're not going to really do a damn thing. They're not going to do anything. They're never going to get anything done.
Well, I guess that's my next question.
That's hilarious.
That is my next question, though, Monica. How do you, or do you, get everybody on the same? Look, we know that there are rural counties that it's harder in rural counties than it is or different than heavily populated like Maricopa County. Can you get every county on the same page and get everybody to do the same thing? Or is that a logistical and legal nightmare?
I don't think it's a nightmare. I think if the legislators come together and they agree on a very simple, plain, unambiguous procedure, such as every ballot that they receive by 7 p.m. on election night must be counted. Those whose signatures don't match, they have to be cured by, you know, maybe a phone call, email, social media, personal visit, whatever it may be. But I think that you can lay that out. And I think that's something that the Secretary of State is also involved in and has tried to fix in the past, but they need help with the legislators doing so as well.
Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos legal expert. Thanks, Monica.
Bye, guys.
All right, so that's one mess that has taken place today. Hey, the Republicans, wow, they are really, what a doozy.
I still don't get it.
I don't get it either. They don't think that Adrian Fontes, the Maricopa County recorder, is trustworthy because he's a Democrat, although it's been the Republicans' way with the Maricopa County recorder, since 1988. You know, they had a Republican until
right.
Fontes came in and took over the job. But I didn't hear Democrats saying, yeah, you guys are all counting the votes wrong because you're Republican. It's just silly. Coming up next, Trump signs an executive order. He's hoping to stop the caravan from reaching our borders. We'll tell you what his plan is and if it'll work next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Good Guys 21st Southwest Nationals Car Show coming to Westworld of Scottsdale next weekend. You can win a pair of tickets right now. Just visit the rewards page at KTAR.com. Coming up, we've got the latest numbers on McSally Cinema on that race. Right now it stands at...
Well, the vote drop is going to come in about 10 minutes.
Right.
Yuma, Mojave, Santa Cruz, they've had some votes drop, and Cinema stands leading 9,500 votes roughly. So from 24 hours ago, she's gained 500 votes.
Okay.
But the really big, big vote drop is going to come here in 9 minutes.
From Maricopa County.
Could McSally take over? Yeah, she could. Could Cinema increase her lead greatly?
Could.
Yeah. Yeah. So I can't wait, just like everybody else. You got 9 minutes, and we'll tell you.
Ever since the midterm elections, a lot of people, especially on Twitter, have said, boy, caravan? What caravan? The president hasn't said boo about a caravan until today. The president invoked extraordinary national security powers and denied asylum to migrants who enter the country illegally. But what does the president mean by that? Well, the president has basically signed a document that says, if you want to claim asylum, you have to come through a port of entry. You cannot just cross the border.
That's what I always thought it was. So I don't have a problem with this. What we find out is under international law, asylum seekers are permitted to make a claim regardless of where they enter. I don't know. I'm not an expert on this. you and I aren't experts on this. I always thought that if you're going to claim asylum, you go to a port of entry, and that is the legal way to claim asylum into the United States.
So the change now, from what we understand, is it's meant to funnel asylum seekers in through the official border crossings.
Probably
but
easier,
here's the problem.
Probably easier to handle.
Okay. Here's the problem.
All right.
Officials say instead of trying to have them circumvent, you know, crossings over rivers, you know, over just vast desert, but port of entry already have long lines, and some border officials will tell you, come back later and seek your asylum claim, which leaves them on the Mexico side. So let Mexico deal with them. I don't know. They have. There are these small little shanty towns that have been built up, especially outside of Tijuana. Shanty towns?
Oh. I thought you said something different.
No. I didn't call it a bad country.
Thought you pulled a Trump blank hole.
No. No, there are these, not tent cities, but these itinerant towns across the border from San Diego.
Itinerant?
In Tijuana. Yeah. From Tijuana.
You need a thesaurus to listen to you.
In Tijuana, where they have said, we can't accept you right now because we're so backed up.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Trump is just trying to delay the inevitable or trying to control the amount of people that come through. It's only signed for 90 days.
Yeah, I think it's more, it gives him 90 days to negotiate with Mexico.
That could be.
Honduras, Guatemala.
El Salvador.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. It also shows that he's trying to do something. It's certainly, you know, not taking kids away from their parents, which was horrific.
No.
This is not anything that I really think is bad. I know the ACLU is suing, but they sue over everything.
And he does expect, or the administration says, we do expect lawsuits.
Definitely there's going to be a lawsuit here. Yeah, because I don't know if he can do it. He might be able to do it. It doesn't seem like an ugly thing that he has done.
But this would go against international law, so who knows?
In about 6 minutes, we're going to get the next vote dumped. I mean, everybody wants to know who's winning, McSally or Sinema. Sinema plus 9,500 right now. Is that going to change?
We'll let you know on the 5 o'clock KTAR News Expansion.